Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in San Francisco at the Ritz-Carlton, and I'm with Jackie Detmar and Royce Epstein with the Mohawk Group. Ladies, how you doing?
Doing great.
Excellent.
Jackie, you're Vice President of Design and Product Development with Mohawk Group. And Royce, you just started with Mohawk, I believe, in May, and you're Director of Design Segment, and you hold your office in New York City, right?
Correct.
So let's talk about what we're doing here. You're having a FWD event, and I believe, is this the third year you've had it?
This is the third year.
So tell us a little bit about what this is.
So the FWD stands for Future of Workplace Design, and this is our big event to meet with the A&D community and talk about what we're being inspired by for the next 6 to 18 months and do some previews of product development and ideas that we have in the works for the next few months.
Some of the things that I know by looking at the agenda, we have a great presentation by Lee Edelcourt, who is, most people know, does the Trend Union fashion forward. I guess you call her a trend forecaster, right?
Correct. Lee is like the preeminent forecaster for the fashion and interior design community. And we collaborate a lot with Trend Union. I'm working on developing our design thinking for the next year or two. And so working with them and also talking to A&D and doing our own internal design research, we come up with cultural trends that really affect the design that we're doing in-house at Mohawk.
All right, so you have that presentation. You've brought in from all over the country interior designers from major design firms. I've noticed some pretty big names here. And you also are going to expose them to some things you're thinking about, things you're working on, and get feedback from them. Is that right?
Exactly. We think it's important to the process to really involve the end users and customers in the ideation. And it's, again, important to our process.
All right, there's a 2.5-day event. One of the first questions I have for you is, how did you decide who to invite to this event?
That's a great question. So that was my job, to really figure out how do we get a really good cross-section of market segments that we serve, obviously geographies that we work with around the country, and making sure we have really good coverage from everywhere. So I worked with our senior vice presidents to determine who our top A&D customers that we want to engage with. And besides sharing our product development with them and getting feedback, we also want to share our design thinking. So it's more of a discussion. And so, you know, we really thought about who would be the best people to collaborate with us on such a discussion about trends and cultural design thinking.
So you basically work with the Mohawk Group's field personnel, ask them, are there some designers out there that are working on some major projects? Are there some designers out there that like to give good feedback? And then you put this group together. And so all total, roughly how many people are here for this event?
We probably have about 50 customers, I would say. But then we have our own internal teams here as well, from representing our product development and design teams. We're also sharing this event with Dell Tile, so they also have their people here, which is great for us. It's a great partnership.
So, Jackie, I know there's been some people setting up a room, and these products that they're showing, are they experimental things that you've been working on? Are you also showing inline goods to show kind of where we are today and take them where you think we're going next? Talk a little bit about that.
Now, this is really future, and these are things that are on the docket, prototypes, you know, early development, things that we really are excited about doing, some different innovations, some fiber innovations, some just fun new directions. So we really want to get some thoughts from design leaders on opportunities for these ideas.
Mm-hmm. And you call it future workplace design, and it also looks like FWD, so that's a play on words, right?
Oh, absolutely. So we actually do say forward, and we don't say FWD, even though obviously that's the acronym. And the whole reason is because absolutely we're looking forward to collaborating with our customers, but also we're looking at future product development and future design concepts that are going to drive our product development forward.
Now, somebody might hear workplace and think this is corporate, but it really spans across all segments, doesn't it?
Correct, absolutely. And as I said earlier, you know, we really wanted to tap into designers that work in all the different market segments that we serve.
So tell us a little bit more about how the next couple of days unfolds.
So tonight is our kickoff event, and we have a keynote speaker from our Neocon launch. We have Anastasia and Martin from 13 and 9. And Inicad, which was our collaboration where we had the moving floors for Neocon. So we are working again with them this year on some new ideas, and they have our keynote event tonight.
I might point out that Moving Floors won a Neocon Best of Show Gold Award in the modular category. It's a square format product, and it's all about texture. And that product, I think, is just becoming available in the marketplace in the next couple of months, right?
Right, exactly. So we're really showing that and talking about that and all the different ways that you can use that. So we're excited to be doing almost a launch party for the Moving Floors.
Yeah.
So in the morning, we start bright and early at 7 a.m. with breakfast, and then we have a speech from Philip Fermano from TransUnion, who is Lee's assistant, and he's going to be doing a couple of presentations for us on a couple of different topics in the morning. And then we break out into our groups to go look at the four different themes that we're exploring in the design areas.
Before we do the breakout, Jackie and I will be presenting our color and design vision for 2016-2017. So, you know, we've already done one for 2015, 2016 that we've been presenting around the country, and now we're kicking off our color and design vision moving forward. And so this group that we have gathered here will be the first group to actually see our color and design vision for the next 2 years.
And this is just the two of y'all's collaboration and what you think the colors are going to do in the forecast.
Yeah, colors, but also we have four trend categories that all of our design and product development falls under.
What that allows us to do as the Mohawk group, this is our design vision across all of our brands. And so what that allows us to do is have a common design language between our brands, where we're speaking, you know, very highly on the coordination between Bigelow, Karastan, Lee's, and Durkin. So it all looks like it relates together.
And also some hard surface potentially as well.
Right, absolutely. Our LVT hard surface hardwood, and then also the Dow tile products are worked into these themes as well.
Okay, so that takes us through tomorrow. And then tomorrow night we have a big dinner. And then what happens on Friday?
So Friday morning, we have Lee Idlecourt, who's coming in exclusively to give this group her fashion preview for this season. And we're really excited to see that. This will be the first presentation on the West Coast, and it's exclusively for this group. So that'll be in the morning on Friday morning.
Yeah, I might point out, I came to this event last year, and she gave a big auditorium presentation. And so this will be much more intimate to have just this small group with her, won't it?
Right, absolutely.
Let me just catch up real quick with you, Royce. Last time we spoke, you had just started, actually. I think it was at Neocon.
I think I was 3 weeks in last time. Yeah.
So you're up in New York.
Traveling everywhere, yeah.
Tell us, you've been here, what, it says less than 6 months. How's it going so far?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's just a great fit, I think, on both sides. And I've been traveling around the country going with the A&D reps into their markets. I'm usually presenting our color and design vision that we've had for this year and for next year. So that's been going great, being very well received and having great dialogue with our customers. I was just in Miami last week giving it. I had a really nice crowd of about 15 interior designers and, you know, great discussion. And so it's nice. It's nice for me to really be hands-on and get, you know, into all of the design areas that we want to really focus on and work with our A&D to really shape kind of our design thinking and just really spread our product message.
And Jackie, I guess as the head of design, you've been busy at work getting ready for this event, right?
Absolutely, and we're a month earlier this year, so it's a nice challenge for our team to push us even faster to be prepared for next year, and that's a good thing for the process.
All right, great. Well, we'll look forward to this event as it unfolds. Again, been talking to Jackie Detmar, Vice President of Design and Product Development, and Royce Epstein, the Director of Design Segment for the Mohawk Group. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.